Pianist Byron Janis was born on this date in 1928. In 1943, he made his professional debut playing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 with the NBC Symphony Orchestra in New York, with Frank Black conducting. Janis embarked on a successful career as a concert pianist, including a 1948 tour to South America and a 1952 tour of Europe. In 1960, the State Department invited him to tour the Soviet Union as the first representative in a new cultural exchange program. He became the first soloist in a recording made in that city by an American record company. He interrupted his career in the late 1960s at the onset of an illness, temporarily resuming it in 1972. Soon, however, his concert appearances became rarer. Meanwhile, in 1967, he had discovered two previously unknown Chopin waltzes in manuscript in Paris, and in 1973, two variant versions of them, also in Chopin's hand, at the Yale Library. This led to the 1978 French television documentary, Frédéric Chopin, A Voyage with Byron Janis, in which he discussed and played illustrations concerning the problems of determining the authentic versions of Chopin's music. In 1985, he was invited to perform at the White House. Here, he publicly disclosed that he had psoriatic arthritis affecting his wrists and hands. The ailment had not prevented him from continuing to play piano well, but it often made it impossible to play to his former high standard. In the meantime, he devoted much of his energy to teaching, composing, and humanitarian concerns. He became ambassador of the arts for the Arthritis Foundation and often plays in fundraising concerts for it. He is chairman of the Global Forum Arts and Culture Committee. In 1989, he composed the score for Turner Network Television's 1989 major documentary on Gary Cooper. He is on the faculty of Manhattan School of Music, and he works on the Board and Music Advisory Committee for Pro Musicus, an international organization devoted to helping young artists. The National Exhibit, A Personal Statement, Arkansas Women Artists, opened at the National Museum of Women in the Arts on this date in 1992. The exhibit, which lasted until June 14th of 1992, and featured 10 Arkansas artists, was the work of the Arkansas Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts. The committee is composed of a group of well-connected Arkansas women who work to support female Arkansas artists, focusing upon primarily visual art done by noted female artists in the state, though it also sponsors writers, poets, and songwriters. On this date in 1765, Britain enacted the Quartering Act, requiring American colonists to provide temporary housing to British soldiers. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.